Jim Lynn mentioned earlier the fact that, that Ford had served the Congress for 25 years, and that had impacted on the manner in which he approached federal-type decisions. And in a congressional office, there's a very minimum of formal staffing. And a member of Congress assumes that if a constituent or any individual with whom he has a reason to deal, that if they get in touch with his press secretary, his legislative assistant, his summer intern, regardless of who it is, or his driver, or if they happen to say something to one of his children, that is of equal importance as if it came through his administrative assistant or came from the Speaker of the House. And it all comes into the congressman who ultimately makes the decision, because in congressional office there's one personality, there's one dominance, and there is a free and easy access to that one particular personality. And that sort of congressional approach to dealing with issues was a part of his personality, and I think carried over in the manner in which he it first began his operation in Novi. It's a free and open and easy access of everybody being an equal from the standpoint of having an opportunity to gain his time and his attention. You, it was discussed, I think, Bob Hartman talked about that at that point.